This morning I'm taking out the hallmark of human presence, trash. We found 2,000-year-old waste from mines, and the first time humankind left the Earth to visit the moon, we left our urine bags behind. But I'm going to stay closer to home today. I'm going to take a look through my trash as I wait for my trash truck. I'm looking for fast food packaging, diapers, and styrofoam, because most people think dumps are overflowing with these things, estimating that they take up 50% of a landfill's volume. Now, I don't see much of this here, yet what could be more emblematic of our wasteful culture than fast food? And the reality is this. Fast food packaging makes up less than 0.5% of a landfill's volume. Now, I see foam products, egg cartons, meat trays, coffee cups, and here's some packing peanuts, yet all of this adds up to about 1% of the volume of a landfill. What about diapers, then? The New York Times called them the premier symbol of our nation's garbage crisis, and nearly 90% of American babies are diapered with disposables, yet diapers take up a bit less than 2% of a landfill. Now, here comes the truck. So if the main things in trash aren't diapers, foam containers, and fast food packaging, which most people think fill landfills, yet take up only about 3%, what exactly is this truck going to pick up? As I take a look through here, I see some plastic trays and bottles, and that's part of the answer. They take up about 15% of a landfill's volume. But this percentage has been decreasing because plastic things are made thinner than they used to be. So where is the problem with landfills? What clogs our landfills is paper. A year's worth of the New York Times weighs 50 pounds and takes a volume equal to about 50,000 Big Mac containers. Landfills are stuffed with paper packaging, paper plates, junk mail, and computer paper. The computer, the foundation of our paperless society, is at the root of our paper problem. It would seem the answer is recycling, and about 30% of paper is recycled, but that percentage is staying steady, partly because the recyclers have picked the low-hanging fruit. There's things that are easy to recycle, like newspapers and corrugated cardboard. And they've got to find a way to cheaply recycle mixed papers and contaminated papers. So in the meantime, there is one thing you can do to help the landfill problem. It isn't less fast food or using cloth diapers. It's using less paper.